Good afternoon. Please come sit down. So I understand that you would like to apply for a mortgage. Excellent. Have you ever applied for a mortgage before? Oh, this is your first time? Okay. Well, I'll be here to walk you through the process. The first step is I'm going to go ahead and give this to you. This is our universal residential loan application. It is 4 pages long. I'm sorry, what? I sound familiar? Oh. No, I'm not originally from here, so no, I didn't go to high school there. Well, I have a pretty nondescript East Coast accent, so maybe you've called in here before and spoken to me. Maybe. I don't know. So anyway, the residential loan application is going to ask you for your bank account information, your last 10 years of residency history. It's also going to ask you for any assets that you have, anything that you claim as an asset or as a debt, so that we can give the underwriter a complete picture of your financial situation so we can make sure that we get you the most appropriate loan possible and get you the best deal that we can. No, I seriously have no idea where you have heard my voice. Nope. No, never done any TV or radio. Nope, just in the mortgage biz. Yeah, it's what I do. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and pull up your credit score so we can, start thinking about where we want to be in terms of loan amounts, interest rates, and all of that. All right, wow. I'm impressed. Your credit score is in the high 700s. Yeah, that's excellent. And, the only other thing that's really going to the only other thing that's going to I'm sorry, you have me very distracted. I honestly don't read it. That's like a website, right? Yeah, no. No. Anyway, so your income to debt ratio, of course, is going to be very important. The underwriter is going to take a look at, the entire financial situation that you are in order to determine, if we can give you a loan and then which loan is most appropriate for you. I'm sorry, what? Does your question have anything to do with your mortgage? No. What's that? Erotic audios. Sir, I don't think that's very appropriate to discuss right now. If we could keep this just about your mortgage. Okay. What did you just call me? Swirl. Huh. So you recognize my voice. And what do you want to do with that knowledge? Are you going to blackmail me to get a good loan? Okay. Well, I do talk a very good game. Oh, so you want to know if I can back that up? Do I speak from experience or do I just talk out my ass? I guess you'll never know. I mean, you're a customer. You're here to get a mortgage, to commit yourself to 30 years of payments. Well, the door does shut, but this is a bank and there are cameras everywhere. Well, now, I wouldn't want my boss watching the cameras and noticing that you're in my office for quite a long time with the door shut. That wouldn't be appropriate, now would it? No. But now that you have this knowledge that you can hold over my head, I guess I have to give you something, huh? So tell me, what can I do to make you forget that you ever heard me talk dirty online? Fuck you, right here in my office, in the bank, at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. If I don't fuck you, you'll call my manager and tell her. Well, I don't think that it will get me in any sort of trouble. However, it's not worth the risk. Are you crazy? My job as a loan officer gives me lots of time to do lots of naughty audios. And it's a pretty easy job sometimes. And I don't want to lose it. So I'll just close my door and lock it. Make sure all the blinds are down. Now tell me, what can I do to make you keep my secret? Because I really, really need you to keep my secret. You want me to talk dirty? Of course you do. What do you want me to say? You want me to say that I want your cock? Do you want me to moan in your ear like that? I see you staring at my tits. Do you like them? Do you want to see your cock buried between my tits? So, tell me, which one of my audios was your favorite? Do you like when I'm Dommy and I tell you what to do? Or do you like when I'm a submissive and I beg? Or do you like the DDLG stuff? You into that? Is that what you want? I could pull my hair up in some pigtails right now. You just want some straight up vanilla sex right now? Oh, I think we can do that. Come here and let me show you that I can do many more things with my mouth than just talk. I can kiss and lick and I can suck. Take your cock out. Yeah. Look at you, all hard already. Does it feel good? Is it good as you would ever imagine? Oh, so I am as good as I sound. Thank you. But you need to sample my pussy, oh, I'm sure. No, just pull my skirt up. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, just take the panties off. Take my panties off. There you go. Now, slide your cock inside. Yeah. Now, oh, yes. Oh, Oh, yeah, you like to hear me moan in your ear. Oh, is it better live? Yeah? I can't be loud. You're my biggest fan, aren't you? Yeah, fuck me. Fuck me. Come on. Oh, you've dreamed about it for so long, haven't you? Yeah, whisper your username in my ear. Oh, I do know who you are, you dirty son of a bitch. Come on, fuck me. Yeah, fuck me. I know. Yeah, you're a dirty boy, aren't you? Yeah, I'm a dirty, naughty boy. Come on, fuck me. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. Oh, God. Yes. No, don't fucking stop. Don't you fucking stop. You're gonna make me come. Yeah, you wanna hear me come? Come here. Lean really close. I can't be loud. Yes, come, come. Oh, that was very good. Unfortunately, I can't put your fucking skills on your loan application. All right, so clean yourself up a bit there. Fix your hair and your shirt and sit back down so we can finish this process. There's a lot of paperwork to fill out. Will you ever have to come back in and see me? Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, it can be a long process getting a mortgage. We're gonna have to work really closely.